What's up, fam? On this episode of Snapback Sports Pod, we go over my wild QB rankings and NBA rankings as well. We chat about how many dogs I'll take down at the O's game and discuss why did Joel Embiid get snubbed from the All-NBA team again. The NBA Finals are set or almost set, depending on who wins Game 5 tonight. And we chat about DeAndre Ayton's max contract before deciding could Abe and I beat all the NBA award voters in a one-on-one game of basketball. Always, we check in with Eagleson for hockey.
Snapback fam, new app.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles. A blast. Oh, blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant with the jumper. And the Lakers lead.
Mamba out. What's up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman. Joining me today, as always, is my co-host and big-time cuck, Abe Granoff. Abe, what is on your mind today?
You knew I was going to start the podcast with something like relatively very serious, and that's how that's you bad. Choose to that's introduce bad. Me. It's just bad. Like... beyond fucked. What's on my mind today is what should be on everybody's mind today, and that's the families that were affected in, I mean, we didn't even discuss the one in Buffalo a few weeks ago, but the shooting that occurred at an elementary school in Texas a few days ago. And the problem with it all is that we keep having to send prayers for them, but we only send prayers, right? We don't send change. And it's just, we've become desensitized to this all. We're not going to get into the politics of guns and legal and bills and amendments and the Constitution, stuff like that. I think we all realize how big of a problem that this is for our country. You can say mental health, but at the end of the day, like, we're not the only country dealing with mental health issues. We are the only country dealing with 200 school shootings in 6 months of a calendar year. So I don't want to hear about the shooter's mental health, this, that. Obviously heart goes out to all the families involved, but it's just bullshit. And Steve, I mean, I can go on a rant all I want, but I think at the end of the day, what the best thing for everyone listening to this podcast to do is take 2.5 minutes out of their day and go listen to what Steve Kerr said prior to game 5 last night. Steve Kerr's notably been someone who speaks out on all types of issues, especially this one, because his father was gunned down by gunmen in 1984. So this personally hits home, but it shouldn't have to personally hit home to speak up about it, right? I've never lost somebody, knock on wood, God forbid. It's fucking shame that I have to knock on wood, because you don't think it can be you or affect you until it does. But at the end of the day, this is just, it's the biggest problem is how desensitized it is, and how when I turn on CNN or any other news outlet yesterday, one of the first things I'm hearing is before the next shooting. Why the fuck is that a thing? Before the next shooting. Like, that, the next, there should never be the next in front of the word shooting, let alone in a fucking elementary school. It makes me sick. It makes me angry. My heart goes out to everybody that was affected, family, friends of the people involved, family, friends of the people that survived, that had to go through and experience that, who lost their friends. No one knows what the change is. I think you did a good yesterday on your Snapchat in hearing both sides, even though there's not two sides to don't shoot fucking kids or anybody, but I think you did a good job hearing different people's opinions on the matter. And at the end of the day, it's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous how you get a notification, you go on Twitter, and you just like it's like another free agent signing. It's, oh, it happened again, you know what I mean? It's another max contract from a fake franchise. Oh, it happened again. And shit needs to change. And that's the bottom line. So if you could take 2.5 minutes out of your day in the next few minutes and go listen to what Steve Kerr said, I think he explained it very well. And at the end of the day, it's just, it's heartbreaking. So that's kind of what's on my mind.
Yep. And I think sports are used as a relief sometimes. They're used to celebrate, they're used, you know, people say it's just a game, well, it's also a business, you know, there's a lot that goes into sports. They're used as a distraction. You play in Texas last night, you're the Dallas Mavericks. Should that game even go on? Should it be used as a distraction? Should it be used to honor those? It's It's all just a mess. I think the point is something's wrong. And I would say, you know, I talked about it at length in my Snap story, which you mentioned. The one thing that I've learned, and, you know, in going to the great school that is the University of Texas, a lot of Texas-based people are pro-gun. There's plenty of great people. I have friends who have guns. My own father has guns. And it's just there are a type of people that are limiting our abilities to be productive on this. And I think that's the biggest shame, because for us to say, let's have action, no one has action because there is no action to be had because there's no one listening. And to get 3/4 vote to amend the Constitution is just unrealistic, given that the money and power is controlled by people who do not want to see it change. It's very sad. So it feels like we're just, you know, beating a dead horse at this point, which is a shame. So we send those thoughts and prayers. We try and find ways to get around the action. Hope that we do. And, you know, one day I think there's a world where we don't, you know, you make a decision to live in America. And I compare it, you know, bridging this to sports. I don't know. Call us cuties. Call us the San Antonio Spurs, a once great dynasty.
Oh, we are. The United States is as fake of a franchise as they come.
I don't think it's as fake as a franchise. I don't want to go fake franchise. I want to go cutie route because dog, fake franchise.
We're paying $6 a gallon for gas. That's worse than paying DeAndre Ayton $180 million.
But fake franchise implies that it's completely irrelevant and no one cares and that there wasn't good times, right? Like the Chicago Cubs, they didn't win a World Series for 100 years. Were never a fake franchise, though. They were just always cuties. They were embarrassed.
You could have used the Eagles in the Super Bowl as an example.
The Eagle, same thing. Although, yeah, because you were in the great state of Philadelphia. So,
oh, Philadelphia is a state. Yeah, the great school of Texas, Jack.
In Pennsylvania. I just struggle with this idea that we are. And people might say, well, leave. And I say,
Eagleson like, only has a one bedroom. We're trying.
And Delfina really scares the shit out of me. But I don't know if this country is what those living in it think it is. And I ask friends, I ask family, and they say, well, it's circumstantial. Well, if you don't like it, if I don't like it, if a lot of people complain, like, who are we? Are we this, you know, we're cuties. And that sucks to say. But anyways, let's move on to an equally controversial topic right now, which is when I put out my QB rankings. So a reason to watch the live podcast is because on YouTube, on Twitch, at Snapback Sports, is because you can see on the screen. And can I highlight? I'm trying to, oh, no, I cut Abe out. Let's see if I can highlight the screen. Here we go. All right, so here is my rankings. If anyone wants to participate in the rankings, it's in the tweet thread on my Twitter. And Abe went through this exercise. Many have. What I like about these rankings is that it takes two quarterbacks.
If I text you my ranking, can you put it up on the screen?
If you DM me a picture of it, I can pull it up.
Okay, do a little talking.
So we can do that next. So it makes you pick between two quarterbacks instead of picking and just ranking them flat out. So there are situations where in my head, I'm like, okay, let me just go through the list. Like Jameis Winston, I put better than Tua Tagovailoa. He's better than Tua. But there were other situations where I say Hurts is better than Jameis. So now this list
is a big transitive property.
But it's not transitive. They actually do have some algorithm, something that they kind of spin it up. Like I said,
brand deal with them?
No, I don't. It's actually another podcast on that old network, ironically. So that's why I cropped them out so that it's just the rankings. But yes, this is the 32 starters. And here's my list. Abe, what were your thoughts?
Jack, sell me this pen. Sell me how the fuck Lamar Jackson is ahead of Tom Brady.
Like I said,
just say the word bias and I can accept it and move on.
No. Like I said, I remember clicking Lamar Jackson and Tom Brady, and I picked Tom. So that's what I mean when I said Lamar is fifth, Tom would be fourth. Although Lamar Jackson is undefeated against Tom Brady, but that's neither here nor there. But outside of that, if you move Lamar to five, I mean, is that wrong?
I mean, why don't you pull up my rankings and we'll see where Lamar is. Anyway, problem number two, Kirk over Kyler. Fuck off. Don't give me that blind quarterback resume you just did with Josh Allen and Kirk Cousins. I don't care. Who's number 15? My face is blocking it.
15 is Trevor Lawrence.
Whatever. Don't really care about him. Issue number three. You have said numerous times on this podcast that you believe Jalen Hurts is better than Tua Tagovailoa turn the ball over. And now I'm seeing 19 and 21.
Yes.
Explain.
I just said I picked Jameis and Hurts over Tua, but I guess I gave the nod to Tua over Goff, and I think I gave the nod to Goff over Hurts. So it kind of spun it into that order. If I could rewire that, I would probably go Jameis 19, Hurts 20, and Tua 21.
Whatever. You have no brain cells. Anyway, let's skip down the list and all the things that I disagree with, and let's talk about what is soon to be the greatest rivalry in sports. Jack, why don't you discuss number 28, Matt Ryan, because you have taken to the internet, and by all accounts, you have become the biggest Indianapolis Colts hater going into this year. And listen, you might not be a hater of the team itself. You might think the roster is well built. Matt Ryan's a plug-and-play quarterback. You just don't think he's a good actual quarterback, but he can do the things they need him to do to go 11-6 and to steal a wild card spot and maybe win one playoff game. But Jack, if you're going to go on the internet and go at the Colts and Matt Ryan specifically, you just got to accept that's going to be your brand for the year. It was the Seahawks a few years ago. It was the Niners for me. Worked out for both of us. They were both awful. So why don't you address how you feel about Matt Ryan and the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah, so this quarterback rankings was on if there was a football
game. And we can fight if you think that Matt Ryan is worse than Carson Wentz. We can actually fight.
This rankings was pinned on if there was a football game tomorrow and it was plug and played into a system. So it doesn't matter who their weapons are. It doesn't matter the offensive scheme. It's the most basic offense. Or the non-basic, whatever it is. Who's the best quarterbacker? Now, that doesn't just mean throwing the ball, as we learned, or else Kirk Cousins would out-duel Josh Allen at the end of the day. It means total quarterback, you know, running through routes, running pre-snap, running, passing, punting. I don't care. Overall quarterback.
Okay. So, in regards to your number 26, Carson Wentz, have you ever heard this stat before? Stop me if you have. In four seasons, Carson Wentz has zero playoff wins, 48 regular season fumbles. He is 7-20 versus teams over 500. He has no heart, no desire to win. His teammates hate him. He has started 5-6 in three of his first four seasons. Eagles are 24-6 in their last 30 games with Nick Foles. Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
So how the fuck, if one game, the aliens come down and we need to win one football game and the best 25 quarterbacks on planet Earth vanish, how on earth are you left to choose Carson Wentz? Jack, I actually think you'd choose Quinn Ewers before you choose Carson Wentz.
I think Wentz stinks relatively to the other guys on the list. But
I would take 27 through 32, 11 times out of 10 before I took Carson Wentz if the aliens came down to Earth.
That's, you wouldn't take Sam Darnold.
I mean, I would.
Okay, but you
can see ghosts, he can see
you also do, but Abe, you hate him. You're not acknowledging that Carson Wentz is
through a left-handed interception on his own 2-yard line last year for a pick six.
But he
couldn't beat
not,
the Jags and the Raiders to get into the playoffs.
You're gonna push me into couldn't beat the Raiders, neither could Justin Herbert. Should we have that conversation?
Or Lamar Jackson, but anyway. Yeah.
So my point with Ryan at 28, and it's funny, if I were to rank him, Ryan's probably a little higher on the list. I'd probably have him at like 25. But If you look at the 27 names ahead of Matt Ryan on this list, so if you're just listening to the pod, Zach Wilson, Wentz, Fields, Mills, Jones, Goff, Hurts, Winston, too, all those names, plug them into the Indianapolis Colts and tell me they can't do exactly what they're going to ask Matt Ryan to do. Matt Ryan, I bet on the Falcons more than
you bet Calvin Ridley. You bet on the 53 players on the Falcons roster.
I bet
on that roster was an atrocity, Jack.
That roster was not good, and I've overestimated how bad that roster was. But because of me wagering more money on the Falcons than Calvin Ridley himself, I unfortunately watched more Falcons games than 90% of the cumulative world. Matt Ryan fucking stunk. I mean, he showed every sign of just going. He just aged up. He's like, when you watch Joe Flacco play over the last 2 years, it's archaic shit. It's literally archaic. So you add another year and this guy is like 35, 36, 37. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's old as dust. And meanwhile, everyone's like, oh, they're going to be so good. Like, I don't know. He's throwing to Michael Pittman. This ranking is outside of that. Like I said, Brian probably would be up at the 25 spot if I were to rank them instead of head to head. But like, I'll take Justin Fields next year on the Colts. Oh my God. Play action, Jonathan Taylor. Fields actually, you know, in spit. So Matt Ryan stinks. I don't know if it'll be the agenda, because sadly, the agenda will get misconstrued for me thinking the Colts will be bad. Once again, Carson Wentz had this team 1 14.5-point spread away from the postseason. The Titans got worse. They traded AJ Bean to Philly. The Jags could. I think the Jags have a legit shot in the division because of how bad Matt Ryan is.
And Doug.
But the Colts roster is very, very strong. So
why don't you bring up my list real quick? I just DM'd it to you.
Yeah, I gotta close this.
I'm gonna direct my attention to one specific part of the list that I want the live viewers to pay attention to, and then you can.
So the problem is,
give your 2 cents.
Yeah, the problem is with your list is like anything.
Let's look at number 31 and 32.
It's just wildly biased. So the problem, it's just I mean, Tua is not the worst starter in the league. He's not good.
Jack, I had to close my eyes and shoes when Wentz and Tua popped up in one graphic. But 1 through 15, I see no issues.
Okay. Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. And there's actually not a single piece of data, evidence,
okay, fine. Eye test. You can put, fine. You know what? I'm feeling nice today. We'll switch them. Lamar can go to 13. Hurts will go to 15. I mean, but he's not better than Dak, Derek Carr, Stafford, Kyler, Deshaun, Burrow, Herbert, Wilson, Brady, Rodgers, Allen, or Mahomes. Not today, not tomorrow, not next week, not week 8, not week 15, and sure as hell not in the playoffs, because that's
better than Russell Wilson on the second half of this season. That's factual. That's just factual.
Yeah, how did Lamar play in the second half of the year last year?
He struggled. He did
struggle. Struggled to actually take the field.
Yeah, why? I don't understand why that's become your new bit. Is that Lamar missed like the injury thing. It's just a weird vibe, but continue on.
Eagleson, is this my actual list? Yeah, it's my actual list. Why don't you step up and make one, coward? I mean, it's my list. So you can tell me I'm wrong all I want. At the end of the day, it's my list. This is how I view it. But it is a little weird, like, yeah, I think it's fire.
Kyler, you're obsessed with. He's a bit high. I think a lot of the Kyler love got a little bit exposed. What does that mean?
Okay, so
Lamar also had marking.
So who are you? You, it's your rules, man. If you take Kyler out, who are you putting ahead of him?
Lamar. I mean, I put Lamar ahead of Kyler Murray.
Yeah, if you're running HB draw, maybe.
So I can't even have the conversation. That's the problem, is you've gone full media.
And no, like, you can't twisting my media shit about you towards me.
I'm not twisting it. It's a full-blown epiphany I had the other day, is that you support LeBron James, you support Patrick Mahomes, you're putting Josh Allen in your top two, you've now gone Lamar's.
And you put Zion Williamson in your top 10.
Yeah, well, as we move quickly to the NBA rankings portion of the day, first off, let's just acknowledge one thing and one thing only, is that Rudy Gobert is 30th on this list.
If Rudy Gobert is 30 on any list, then I'm top 75.
Okay, but they only offered 30 players, so he was the last ranked player. My NBA ranking quiz, what'd you think about it? Giannis 1, Luka 2, Steph 3, Durant 4, Jokic 5, Embiid 6.
I've got Giannis 1, Prisoner of the Moment 2, Prisoner of the Moment 3, Hater 4, Hater 5, whatever, I'll put him 6. That's what I've got.
Well, where do you rank Joel Embiid?
3.
After because Giannis.
Giannis, Kevin Durant, Embiid.
Gotcha.
Okay. Simple as that. Yeah. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And address your Zion top 10 take.
Yeah, so Zion top 10, I actually feel more comfortable with this out of all the, like, the Lance pick.
And you've lost all credibility as well in just your media shtick in hating on James Harden and putting him 28, but that's fine.
He fell to 28
on your list.
Wow. That's crazy. But as I look up the list, yeah, he's not better than any of those fucking players. Abe, did you not watch? Were you not watching the Sixers playoff series? And that's not prisoner of the moment. It's same as Matt Ryan. He's
the reason we didn't lose in 5.
We need to acknowledge, we need to watch NBA highlights and watch the game live and see, like, oh, James Harden isn't good. Well, maybe he'll work out with Eagleson, Slim Baby.
Eagleson, clip this video and then send it to me so that I can make like a video in a year from now when we're hosting the Larry O'Brien and Harden's Eastern Conference Finals MVP because Joel. So I can sell it on my OnlyFans as I lather myself in his beard oil.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm sure this is the year for the Sixers. Another year of James Harden. It's probably the year. You're probably right. And you guys are getting Beal and LaVine too. So you'll be fire. They'll just run it back like a cake. They'll just run it back. Say it again. Let me turn it up. You want to run back that team?
That core, yeah. I'll run back the core 4 easily.
And just core 4, to be clear, includes Tobias Harris.
Yeah. Okay. You want 17, you want 15 points from him, he'll give you 18. That's what I call an overachiever.
Oh, that's tough to watch. All right. Well, we've got about 20 minutes left on the pod because I got to go see my Orioles, who are on fire right now. We've won like 2 of 4. We just caught up the number one overall prospect, Adley Rutschman, and we're going to steal one in the Bronx tonight. Win the series. Why not?
You think any bleacher creatures will recognize you? Wait, I thought you were a Yankee fan.
We are sitting in the bleachers. The Yankee bleachers do know me as a fan, but if they pay attention, that's only during the postseason. So I don't know if those playoff fans necessarily go, you know, for a mid-May game against the O's, but maybe they'll be out there.
So you mentioned before the podcast that you're going into this game tonight, Orioles-Yankees, with a mission. And that's not necessarily to hit, I don't know, Aaron Judge plus 300 to hit a home run, I think it's what you're eyeing up. But you said you're going in there to grub, not on bets, but on food. Now, in the past, you've attempted to grub, and you ate about 3 hot dogs and no buns in 10
minutes. That's cap. It was like 6 hot dogs.
You ate no buns.
8. Yeah, no buns. I was cutting cards.
Anyway, so you're headed there. You're headed to Yankee Stadium to grub. What does that entail for you, Jack?
So like I said pre-pod, ideally tonight will be a glizz fest. So you got to avoid. For what?
Just a little sauce.
You got to avoid the Jersey Mike's. You got to avoid the chicken tenders. You can't let distractions get in your way. If you go in with the mission, we need hot dogs, and you eat hot dogs, you can put up numbers. Now,
however, ice cream doesn't mean getting distracted. You need something sweet to cleanse your palate.
But that's a rule of thumb for those who have never made a park visit before.
It's got to come in a helmet.
of course you get the helmet with the sprinkles, but after you don't really do hot dogs after the seventh. That's a little bit inappropriate, to be honest. You have to get your work done early.
Maybe at your country club ass.
No, I look,
there's no time where a glizzy is inappropriate.
I don't think you've ever had an eighth inning glizz. That I'm just going to say it as simple as that.
I'm 90% sure I did at Dodger Stadium last year.
No, we were done. We were Jack, done.
I kept ordering Dodger dogs as they came around.
I understand.
You guys hit CPK, idiots. I hit more Dodger dogs and $20 IPAs.
And
Max Muncy plus $4.50.
So, yeah, I'm going in with the hot dog. But if I go on Rovell's Twitter, maybe I can find out if they got any specialty foods. But you asked me, have I ever sat in the Legend Club, whatever they call it, at Yankee Stadium.
Legend
so,
Suite.
Legend, yeah, something like that. Cutie whatever, suite,
something like that.
You'll appreciate this because you're a connoisseur of great food and specifically great food experiences. My one time sitting in the Legend Suite, I was interning for Hashtag Sports in the summer. They threw this big sports conference after in celebration, took all the interns Legend Suite. The Legend Suite buffet, which has crab and lobster and filet and literally everything you could ever want at a baseball game, stops after the second inning.
I'm sorry, what?
So now don't get it twisted. That is just the nicer fine dining portion. Then you come down, you got hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, steak sandwiches. All like they don't short you. And then at the seats, they serve full game popcorn, hot dog. Like you're not struggling.
Hear me out. I got a take real quick. Popcorn at a sporting event, weird move.
No, it's weird it's pretty move. Solid. They butter it up really, really well.
You're sometimes just like stale, weird move.
Any
sporting event.
I'd rather go popcorn than cotton candy. I was just never a cotton candy fan.
Is that I would never order either.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
pretzel bites, peanuts.
We show up and we start eating, but we only got there 30 minutes before. We weren't fully prepared. Halfway through the first inning, go to the bottom of the first, rain delay. Now so it just goes for as long as, until the second inning ends. So we got extended like a full hour before they resumed play. So I actually had like the perfect experience.
So that's 6 innings. Now 2 hours is 6 innings.
Yeah. I essentially got an extra 3 hours of grubbing. Then once the game resumed, we went out there, hot dog, buffalo chicken sandwich, the whole nine. So it's definitely a great experience if you leave yourself the proper amount of time. We kind of lucked into a great experience. I couldn't tell you who won the game, but Yankee Stadium does have all-you-can-eat hot dog package that comes with the seat through 5 innings. So I've taken that on before in the upper decks.
All right, so you have a straight glizz mentality tonight. You also have a very weird cutoff by the seventh-inning stretch, it sounds like.
Yes.
Cut off by the seventh-inning stretch. So that leaves you 6.5 innings to eat as many glizzies as possible. You're going in with the mentality. And if you have that mentality, nothing in your stomach matters. It's like, okay, not how many can I, how many do I want? What would you set your number at for tonight?
Real quick, just because we haven't engaged the chat enough, and I was just, while you were asking that question, from Ryan Turner, Abe calling me prisoner of the moment, proceeds to defend James Harden, Tobias is a max player, and probably thinks this second coming of the 09 Eagles in 2022 is a guaranteed chip. He doesn't think it's guaranteed. If Jalen Hurts plays average, he thinks they go and play in the Super Bowl.
And I think having two first names is dumb as shit, Ryan Turner.
Okay. Besides being mean to our lovely fans.
If you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen. If he's coming at me, if you're going to dish it, you got to be able to take it.
Are you telling me I'm limited to the little guys? Because I might want the big guys. They have both. I did the footlong glizz last time. I glucked it pretty good.
Well, I want you to get there and immediately buy one jumbo and one regular, put them side by side, take a poll from the fam that asks them how many singles are in one jumbo. Is it 2? Is it 1.6? 1.75? And then we can go that route. But if you have, if I was in your position and I had the mentality, I am going to eat as many glizzies as possible tonight. Let's cut the jumbos out for now. Let's assume it's the single hot dog.
Yep.
Seventh inning stretch cutoff. That's 6.5 innings.
Twelve. I'm not going to make myself sick. I'm going to enjoy the hot dog. This isn't competitive eating. You're not eating two hot dogs an inning, you psychopath. I'm not saying you couldn't.
I could eat a half dog in half inning.
You could. I'm not denying that.
Parlay it with the over, and it's a correlated parlay.
But you're not going to a game to with other people to eat 12 hot dogs.
It's for content. They know you're a content creator.
They do. I will probably have...
What would I set the line for you at?
Tonight.
One an inning. You're a bitch.
Yeah, no, I'll probably like 4.
Oh my god.
I'm not what? I'm not going to
Jack,
try.
I have set... 4 on the back 9.
I'm not trying to set a Do you want me to? Do you want to set a real line and you can reimburse me for my dogs if I cross it?
You want me to reimburse you for dogs at Yankee Stadiums? Can we do a payment plan?
$92 is the final bill for the 3 hot dogs I consume.
Yeah, they just charged me $6.50 for ketchup. I don't know. I like a lot of ketchup.
They would.
I want to set a line that is attainable, but yet challenges you.
Right.
It's got to be more than one inning.
I was going to say like 7.5.
I was going to say like 8.5.
So 8's the consensus line.
Yeah, but we don't push around here.
Mm. Mm.
Do you think you can eat 9 hot dogs in 2.5 hours?
Yeah, easily.
I mean, supposedly you ate 8 in 20 minutes or 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's in 10 minutes, bro.
With no bread.
That's in 10 minutes.
I'm saying if you're going there with a mentality, Jack, you've always been someone who's going to push yourself, right? That's how you became successful in this business. If you're going to push yourself. Don't push yourself to the tune of a third of a hot dog every inning.
Should I just go for it? The weather's nice. But then it just kills
me. I'm drinking beer before. I might have a drink. I don't want to fart. Shut up. If you're going to do it, do it. Don't say you're going all in and not go all in.
We'll see how
this is giving me. This is giving me Abe pre-Eagles Buccaneers vibes.
But I wasn't trying to win a playoff game. I was just saying, I'm going to the park. I'm going to eat a bunch of hot dogs. Not, I'm going to the park. I'm trying to take down Joey Chestnut.
That's what you said on air. What you said off air is I'm going there to grub tonight. Like, I'm on a mission. Mission isn't a half a dog an inning. How do you take them?
Ketchup, mustard, relish if I'm in the mood.
Ketchup, mustard, occasional relish if I'm feeling sexy.
That's literally what I said.
No, I know. Never kraut. Get that fucking kraut out of here.
No, why? Like, what's the need for... Like, you're just doing too much. It's great as it is. But I wouldn't go... I don't go dry.
I mean, yeah, that doesn't affect, like, the amount that you can consume.
No. Of course not.
There's all nothing right. worse than when you do spray. And I've seen the way that you assemble your hot dogs.
No, that, I do the finger.
Yeah, that is the most cringe shit of all time. If it's the packets, you got to tear the smallest corner and then do it. I take my time with how I arrange how I dress up my hot dogs.
Which I respect, but it's just not as efficient. And I'm an efficiency guy.
You're going to glizzy ground off at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm the glizzy gobbler. Mm. All right, Abe. The glizzy
gobbler is a bit anorexic.
We're first team all hot dog eating. Me, you, Joe, Joseph. But all NBA teams came out. Congratulations to Desmond Bane on receiving a vote. Joel Embiid not named to the first team. At first, I shared that I thought they were doing center position. Jokic wins the MVP, so he's going to get the spot. I'm told that it was forward spots, and Jason Tatum actually got the spot over Embiid. That's kind of blasphemous to me. I know Tatum had a good second half of the year, but Embiid was like second in the MVP vote. It just make it make sense for me.
I can't. It's the second straight year, the second MVP, the runner-up MVP is left off.
But wasn't last year center position?
Nope. Forward eligible both the last 2 years. And the kicker this year is that Embiid did receive votes as a forward. If you combined his amount of center votes with his amount of forward votes, more votes than Tatum. But they take the top three forwards, the top ones or whatever, and that's how it came about.
Okay. At the end of the day, he's just split. He's split. I didn't realize that. It's not like someone.
Okay. If the Sixers want to list him as guard forward next year, then I think we might have a good track to get on all NBA. At the end of the day, like, it's the same thing with the MVP awards. The same thing with half these awards. It's just bullshit the way they vote. The way that the media can control how much money these players make when they don't probably can't put the ball between their legs. I mean, I think Tatum said it today in an interview or last night, like, yeah, he's honored and everything, but a day late, a dollar short. He could have made $150 million more or whatever last year if he got all NBA. Then he gets it this year, and Embiid doesn't. Now, Embiid isn't eligible for the Supermax right now because he already signed his extension. But it's just like scoring champ, back-to-back runner-up for MVP. Like, if it's going to be all NBA, and I'll take this from Jason Tatum because I do agree with him, it's either got to be the top 15 players. There's got to be certain criteria as to what, how you qualify, or fuck it, positionless doesn't matter. Just take the best guys. Why does it have to be two back? Like, these guys aren't playing. These teams aren't playing. Why do we need a roster?
And if they are
second team in five, because it would be four, but sweeps are bad for business.
True. They call in Scott Foster easy for game four, like we saw last night. You made a comment that I want to elaborate on. You said these guys probably can't dribble between their legs. These people that are impacting hundreds of millions of dollars.
Except for Windhorst.
Out of the 100 NBA award voters or first team, whatever, all NBA voters, Abe.
How many do I think?
Hypothetically, if we were in the media, which we're obviously not. If we were, where do you think you would rank? Not knowing all 100 people, obviously, but where do you think you
as a basketball rank? Player?
As a basketball player.
In my current shape?
In your current shape.
I mean, I think I'd make all media team first, second, or third for sure.
But aren't there, like, doesn't, like, Chauncey Billups or someone have a vote? Like, aren't there some players?
Chauncey Billups is a coach, isn't he?
Yeah, I think. How do we find this internet?
Yeah, I can get I can get
you can get
the ballot.
It.
I'll send you the ballots.
Okay. Send me the ballot. And does it have their names on it?
Yeah.
So, fam, just so you know, this pod's almost over. NBA Finals, Celtics, Warriors. I think we're in agreement. Although I'll say Mavs do have a chance. Things could get freaky. They shoot well in Golden State. Come home 3-2.
The way I cap this series just makes me the smartest man alive.
Not really. The Mavs have missed a ton of shots.
The Warriors are up 3-1 and about to win in five, which is what I said. I originally said
sweep. Yeah.
No, I originally said sweep, then I realized it's bad for business. So I went.
I don't think the series is over. Obviously, Golden State could smack them tomorrow night. So that we are looking at Golden State Celtics finals most likely. Aiton max contract. Just want to say to whoever leaked that, it's like the Hornets, Blazers.
We would like credit next time.
Yeah, just credit us. Like, obviously, we're gonna call out all the fake franchises who want to sign Aiton to a max, and we're gonna celebrate that. But at least credit us. So instead of spending, you know, those 5 minutes on the finals and that conversation,
okay. You want me to DM you this link?
Yeah, DM me the link, and we need to spend the next 5 minutes going through. Oh, do we have to talk to Eagleson?
No, we don't.
God damn it.
Claims are out. Click that and then click voter selections or something on one of the awards.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Hold on. I lost my StreamYard. Where the fuck are you guys?
Oh, wait. Oh, you're gone?
No, I had to switch. Just whatever. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So this is defensive player of the year, but we assume it's the same.
Can we zoom a little? Hit that little plus.
Yeah, I can zoom in for you. All right, here we go. David Aldridge.
11-5.
Yeah, we cooked that pretty good. Okay. Sam Amick. I've heard of him before. Sounds like a herb.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Okay. Okay, Greg Anthony.
Busted knees, maybe.
I feel like he'd probably beat Abe. He played in the NBA.
Fine. Let's take away all former NBA players.
No. That's part
because I try. I kind of do value their opinion a little bit more. But so I don't necessarily consider them as much media.
But that's what I asked.
I promise you I'm getting voters. Shams buckets.
Are you giving Doris Burke buckets 1v1? She's Hall of Fame.
I don't care.
She's a Hall of Fame women's basketball player.
Right.
All right. Howard Beck. Easy. What about Chris Broussard?
I feel like he's like 5'6". Okay. Here's another question. Not yeah. Are you beating, but how much are you beating James Edwards III by? Or Adam... Oh, he is Himmel's back.
So I know Vince Goodwill. He played high-level basketball.
I mean, Greeny. Yeah.
No, how about Kevin Harlan? Kevin Harlan, 11-0. Sorry, buddy. Okay. Lisa Hsu. Cassidy Hubbard?
I got respect for her. I'll give her 4 points.
Mark Jackson? He's probably beating us. It's just probably... so tough. What makes it a fun exercise is so tough with the age gap. Like, Mark Jackson in his prime, probably a better player than us. But right now, he still probably beats us.
I think he's a big boy. He probably Ernie yeah. got All love. Right. Get cooked.
Zach Lowe. Dave McMahon.
I was waiting for him. Not only would I beat Dave McMenamin, but I'd also beat the shit out of him. I tweeted it. If Dave McMenamin, if the news is true in what I'm saying and that he's all cuddled up with my queen, Malika Andrews, I challenge him to a cage brawl. Two men enter, one man leaves. Malika doesn't even have to take me after. But okay. There's... There's no fucking way that Dave McMenamin is pulling Malika Andrews.
There's no way, right?
There's no way. There's no way. I would, Dave McMenamin, if we were ever to step in any type of one-on-one situation, ping pong, air hockey, basketball, darts, pool, it will get violent until I find out that this rumor is false. And even then, I'll probably hate him for just ruining one of my days this week. Guy covers a team that was the 11 seed this year. Please.
Abe, this version of Kendrick Perkins.
Nah, he'd like bark at me. He'd probably cook me.
All right. Another more important name. Keith Pompey.
Wait, Pompey has a vote?
Yeah. Well, he did for Defensive Player of the Year.
I'm not even showing up to play him. For those of you who don't know Keith Pompey, he's quite possibly the opposite of Joel Embiid and the least valuable Philadelphian.
All right. Taylor Rooks, you and her on the court. Who wins?
Taylor Rooks.
Okay.
Just Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose probably beats me. Stephen A. I promise you. He's only like 6'1".
You skipped over Bill Simmons. Do you beat Bill Simmons 1-on-1?
He's probably 5'8", maybe.
No, there's no way he's even 5'8".
Yeah, I obviously beat Bill Simmons.
Okay, how about this? Last question. Michael Wilbon and Brian Windhorst, 2v1. Who wins?
Me. You haven't answered any of these questions. Do you think you beat Wilbon and Wendy 2-on-1?
Yeah, yeah. Although, would you pay for that? Would you pay to watch me vice versa? Like, I would pay to watch that game 100%.
I wouldn't pay to watch you. If I had to pay to watch the... There was a paywall at the House of Highlights knockout tournament, Jack. I was streaming it illegally.
That's fucked up. But it's fair. It's fair. All right, it's perfect.
What? Fine. What? And then I would have Venmo'd you because you lost to a chick, and then you would have sent me a W-2 for the $10 that I paid for the stream.
All right. Enough with your taxes. It's perfect. We have 1 minute left on the podcast, and we have Eagleson left to go. So Eagleson,
I don't have the timer, so you can just...
Come back from Dolphina, and let's go. Here we go. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. Yo, that is terrifying.
Don't talk about my girl like that.
Can you do me a favor?
Can you stand next to Dolphina real quick?
Nope.
Yeah. No.
Nope. Put the camera up so I don't see your legs, but I just want to see if you're taller than Dolphina.
No, she's tall.
How tall is she?
Now, give oh my god!
This camera's flipped. It's fucking me up.
Wait, now give her a little smooch.
I can't even reach.
Give her a smooch.
Oh my god,
she's too tall.
Okay, how about this? In the fall, we record Sunday nights. Every time the Dolphins win, so twice, you have to kiss Dolphina. Or deal. If they lose, how about if they lose?
Let's do. Or if they every lose. Every time they sure. win. He has to remove one article of clothing from Dolphin.
How many does she have? She rocks long sleeve.
And by the end of the season,
she has her summer outfit on right now. You should have seen her winter one. She had like the full jacket on and everything.
If we mail you shoulder pads, will you put it on her?
Yes.
And get her in full kit?
Yeah.
Okay, Jack, do that. I'm poor.
Okay. All right. Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. 3, 2.
Okay, so Jack, I'll start with your Rangers. They tied up their series with the Hurricanes the other night, which is in New York, which is an important distinction to make here because the Canes are 6-0 at home these playoffs and 0-5 on the road. And two of the next three games in the series are at home for the Canes, so it's looking good for them. The other series in the East, Tampa Bay, they swept the President's Trophy winning Florida Panthers. There isn't much to say. They outplayed them pretty much every second of the series, and Vasilevskiy is probably an alien. Over in the West, the Oilers have a pretty commanding 3-1 lead over our Flames, Abe. I don't think it's safe. Mike Smith is the most hot and cold goalie I've ever seen. He's totally the guy who would be the reason they collapse. I'm sure everyone has seen the clip of him letting in that 150-foot clear attempt. He ended up winning the game, but he's still a loser and can never be a cup-winning goalie. I don't even think the Flames should be down 3-1. They completely blew game 4, let in a greasy rebound goal, 3 minutes left in the third. Wasn't pretty, but I'm hopeful for them to come back. Last but not least, the Blues are getting screwed out of the cup because of the Binnington injury. You know, I'm obviously a little hyperbolic.
Okay. So, I felt like that was a good dose of my hockey.
Yeah, pretty pissed about my Flames, but we're not dead yet. So I just learned that greasy is to hockey as cheeky is to soccer.
No. Greasy in hockey is shitty in every other sport.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was such a shitty goal.
Like how the Flames tied the game last night?
Yeah.
No, that was electric.
That was electric. Hey,
that's why there's chocolate and vanilla, baby.
All right, Eagleson, we're headed into a holiday weekend here in the States. Do you want to leave us with any final thoughts? And shout out, let's just give a golf clap to the Leafs. At least it showed they were competitive against a really good team. You know, like the Panthers, all those points in the regular season couldn't win in the second
President's
round.
Trophy winners got swept.
And another golf clap. Leafs are the only team to score in an elimination game against Vasilevskiy.
So that's true. That's what made it so sad. When they scored that goal, I thought they were going to win. No one is scoring against Vasilevskiy.
Hang the banner, Eagleson.
Hang it. That's worth hanging a banner over.
Hang it next
you seem
to
like you. You seem like you're coping. You're back. You're good.
I am. You know what? I like honestly, them sweeping Florida made me feel better in a weird way.
I told you.
It just made me think that they're maybe actually like a real team.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far. All right. Final thoughts.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
Abe?
Delfino. Let everyone look at her one more time.
Are you taking my 8.5?
I'll hit you on the phone lines. I'll let you know.
All right,
Snapback fam. We will see you probably Monday night for a pod. Let everyone enjoy the holiday weekend.
I'm going to a fake state this weekend.
Where?
Maine.
We don't have time for this. All right, fam.
I've been.
We can do a Maine review.
Much love. Peace.